Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines on the 9th of October with me, Alex Richardson. This is a place where we delve a bit deeper into stories from our bulletins or stories our reporters have been covering across the country today. And tonight we're in Manchester, a week on from an attack on a synagogue there. We'll also look ahead to a football match between England and Wales. And Daniel Craig talks to us on the red carpet. First, the man's been telling us how he came face to face with the killer outside a Manchester synagogue. The Jewish community have come together today at a special congregation marking a week since the terror attack, where they've been told evil will not prevail. Our reporter Olivia Davies has been outside the synagogue for us.
To mark 1 week on from the terror that unfolded here, the synagogue hosted a private vigil for worshippers this morning. Dozens of people turned up, some of them just coming to show their support for the community. Flowers were placed outside the doors where the atrocity took place. And after the service, I went to sit down with Ivor Rosenberg. He was a security guard on the day and came face to face with the killer, Jihad Al-Shami.
He was going from one door to the other, trying to get in, pointing at us all, "I'm killing you, I'm killing you, killing you." Well, you know what happened next. The police shot him. I watched him die through the little windows. I saw them kill him.
Well, the Jewish community tell me they're overwhelmed with the love and the support people have given them over the past 7 days.
Next, and Claire's Law is a story we often bring you here on Behind the Headlines. And today, Wiltshire's chief constable says public trust has been damaged. It's after the police watchdog found a staff member put women's safety at risk. 40-year-old Gavin Hudson has been banned from working in policing after he didn't properly look into applications made under Claire's Law, which gives someone the right to know if their partner has an abusive past. Our reporter Aaron Harper tells us more on this one.
Hudson's failure to deal with these requests appropriately led to three women coming to harm, including one who was stabbed several times by her partner. Chief Constable Catherine Roper has reiterated her unreserved apology for letting people down.
This is where we should have been able to keep people safe. And had we provided the correct information during those years where that individual was in post, we may have prevented a number of people coming to harm.
She insists steps are being taken to ensure serious failings aren't repeated and that the force will respond to concerns about domestic violence. Police and Crime Commissioner Philip Wilkinson says it reinforces the need for a strong culture of accountability within policing.
Next, and a teenage boy has now been arrested after a bomb disposal unit was called to flats in Margate yesterday. People living on four roads there had to be evacuated. Our reporter Martha Tipp is there for us.
Residents here tell me they're shaken up after a long and quite scary night. One mother, who had to pay £300 for a night in a travel lodge with her family, told me she felt numb when the police knocked on her door.
They knocked on the door, police, and were just like, "You need to go."
About 40 to 50 people were taken to Hartsdown Leisure Centre for safety and were allowed to return home at midnight. Police say they're treating it as an isolated incident and have no wider concern for public safety.
Now, it might be a friendly, but Wales are set to go toe-to-toe with their biggest rivals tonight as they face England at Wembley. Our reporter Tom Priest was looking at all the build-up.
Wales haven't beaten their neighbours in a competitive match since 1984, a 1-0 home win in the old British Home Championship. Cymru's last away success was even further back in 1977 when Swansea legend Leighton James scored the winner. Craig Bellamy says tonight's tie is anything but a friendly. That's despite being just days away from a crucial World Cup qualifier against Belgium in Cardiff. He's warning the Three Lions they're not coming to sit deep, they're coming to win.
And a big story from the North East now, and a former GP who worked in Sunderland has admitted a second attempted murder plot against his mother's partner. Thomas Kwan's already serving at least 31 years in prison. Our reporter Sophie Green's been following the case at Newcastle Crown Court. So Sophie, tell us more about the involvement of a fake wine club.
Yes, that's right. The 54-year-old set up a scam wine club between September 2022 and January last year, involving some bottles laced with the chemical thallium. They were sent to Patrick O'Hara, who then became ill, and a second man was also hurt as part of the plot.
And tell us, Sophie, what's he currently in jail for?
Well, after the idea of sending O'Hara up the 21 bottles of wine through the fake club didn't work, he tried to kill him by using a fake COVID jab, which he was sentenced to life imprisonment for in November last year. He will be sentenced again at the end of January for the new emerged crime.
Thanks, Sophie. There's more on this story on our website. And we end with a bit of an A-lister now, and Daniel Craig's been telling us he's incredibly proud to have opened the London Film Festival with a third Knives Out movie. Former James Bond actor returns to his role in the latest murder mystery, and we asked if he'd be up for more of these films in future.
We both said to each other, as long as there's a want for them and that we can make them good, and if it ever feels like we're going to churn them out, it would just, I'm not interested. I can do other things.
And you can find out more on these and other stories in the news pages of our radio station websites. Don't forget to come back here tomorrow too. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.